Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Let's go to Perth and have a chat with Chris Jangimi. Good morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Andrew. How you going, mate?
Yeah, very well. I always hesitate with your surname.
Yeah, it's Jangimi, mate.
Yeah, I thought it was. Now, give us the way you pronounce your horse.
Samizdat.
Okay. I've heard a few different ways. That's why I'm querying it. Gee, it was impressive to win at Ascot the other day, the Asian Beau going into the Railway Stakes, Chris.
Yeah, it was. He's always been a nice horse. He's quite a young horse, obviously. He's only 8 starts coming into the Railway. But, he's always been a serious horse. We've had a huge opinion of him. He hasn't really let us down. So first up run was only fair sort of thing against top company for the first time. But then he's second run in the Northerly was super. He came from last and low run fifth. And then we put the blinkers on him the other day. And, had the desired effect. And, sharpened him up a bit. He finished off super and unimpressively. So he's had the 3 weeks in the Railway, which is what we wanted. And, we couldn't be happy going the race so far.
So it sounded like you were just waiting for the right race for the blinkers.
Yeah, pretty much. We thought he was going to be a blinker horse from day one. And, he sort of got away with it going through the grade. Without them, but like I said, we put him on, he covered the race better, and he finished it off really well with the blinkers on the other day. So I think he looked like he's gone out for the mile, so drawn a good gate. So no, we're looking forward to Saturday.
With the blinkers and with Barrier 3, can you ride him a bit closer, or is midfield the best place for him?
I think about midfield's probably a good spot for him. He'd be a bit close to midfield for sure, because he's been drawing wide gates almost every start of his life, to be honest. So we've been dragging him back further than what we would need to if he drew a gate. So, I think on Saturday, I reckon he'll probably posse up about 6th, 7th, 8th one off, which would be a good spot for him, I reckon.
You've travelled horses across to Melbourne. You've run them in Sydney once or twice as well. What do you think about Samizdat? Do you think he could develop into the best horse you've trained?
Yeah, he's probably got a long way to go to catch Trock Magic, who's earned one half. He's finishing the top 5. 10, unfortunately, he hasn't won one. But he's got a long way to go to catch him, but potentially, definitely, he's been the best young horse we've ever had. And potentially, I think, I don't know if he probably realistically won't be as good as Rock Magic for as long, but I think he can win some bigger races and, potentially be the best horse we've ever had, yeah.
Okay, so that's really good push. And you feel going into a big Group 1, that is a big challenge, but he's capable of doing that at his 9th start.
Yeah, spot on. I think I wouldn't be upset or disappointed with him if he didn't, if it did come here at the same time. Wouldn't surprise me one bit if he was up to it either, because I think he's a super talent. And, if he can sort of just have an even run in the race and a free-flowing run, I think he'd be very hard to beat, because he's probably the most experienced, but probably got the most potential of any horse in the race. So it wouldn't surprise me one bit if he could pull it off on Saturday.
And is Rock Magic heading towards the Winterbottom?
He is, yeah. So his last start was a disaster. He managed to get his 50th start, and as a 10-year-old, managed to get his tongue back and choke down for the first time ever, so that was a new one. But he's come through that good, got home good. He's in great order. I was just watching him work 10 minutes ago, actually. He's going as good as ever. So to cross out his last run, he's still alive chance in the Winterbottom, which we think he is. So he's on target for next week, for sure.
Yeah, we're looking forward to him, because we know he always puts in normally, and that's good explanation for those that would have backed it the other day. Chris, thanks for spending a few minutes. I know it's still track work time over there in the West. Good luck.
Good on you. Thanks, Andrew. See you, mate.
Thanks, mate.